It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. In many ways, the battle for school desegregation might not have been possible without the support of this man.
All of a sudden, he just looked at me and said, you know something, Peggy? I said, no, sir, what's that? He said, I'm going to put you on the Supreme Court. And I said, what did you say? And he said, that's it.
That's Thurgood Marshall reflecting on President Lyndon Johnson's decision to nominate him to the U.S. Supreme Court. Marshall's Senate confirmation made him the first African-American to sit on the highest court. And this month, Atlanta grade schoolers witnessed Marshall's life play out before their eyes. Actor John Doyle portrayed Marshall in a one-man show at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Museum and Library. On Second Thought, interns Emmanuel Johnson and Reed Williams joined them and brought back this audio postcard.
The first African-American to serve as a Supreme Court judge. I'm Thurgood Marshall, and I'm pleased to meet you.
My name is John Edward Doyle Jr. I am an actor and a storyteller, and today I have the pleasure of being Thurgood Marshall here at the Carter Center.
Thurgood. Well, your poor Miles, a little tired right now, isn't it? Look at you. I'm sorry. So what I did, instead of saying Thurgood, I shortened it to Thurgood.
What I really truly love about theater is that it gives people a live experience. So especially for youth, it gives them a felt experience of who Thurgood Marshall is. It jumps off the page and now it becomes a real person. In this play, we get a chance to like see what he was like as a child and when he was their age.
Let me tell you, my father, he would often teach us how to debate and how to use our words.
All right, son.
Why should I give you 25 cents? You should give me 25 cents because I would learn financial responsibility. And
so it really gives them an opportunity to see, hey, this is a person that's a person, not just Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court judge, lawyer, but he's actually a person who became a judge.
The Supreme Court did say that the schools had to open the doors to blacks. But what the Supreme Court did not say was when.
It was much more than just the Brown versus Board of Education. It was much more than him being a Supreme Court judge. This man actually risked his life. You know, he had to go down, he had to travel down south at a time when, you know, horrendous against blacks. But then he was also known as this troublemaker, but he still had a passion and a purpose.
Good is coming. Thurgood is coming. Thurgood. Don't say it too loud. Because there was a scary organization that did not like me coming. They're known as the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan.
My name is Ms. Thomas. I'm a fifth grade teacher at John Lewis Elementary School in DeKalb County Schools. Today was awesome for me. My students got a chance to actually see the presentation and they actually loved it because we have been studying the different African Americans during this semester, not just Black History Month. So this was awesome for us.
My name is Brian. I learned that he of the 32 cases, he won 29 of them.
My name is Charlie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting. It really reenacted Thurgood Marshall's life and the things that he did when he was in court and as a lawyer. I learned more. I knew a lot of it, but I learned a little bit more about Brown versus the Board of Education, and which is good to know.
Hi, my name is Leonel. I would like to fight for my freedom and justice for all people.
My parents taught me, only fight the law when you are sure that the law is on your side.
That's actor John Doyle playing U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in a one-man show. In performance at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Museum and Library. That story was produced by our interns, Emmanuel Johnson and Reed Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Star to the bone.